cause I'm the porter, and these wolves I walk from wall to wall are full of the types of minds that might sometimes fight the binds of thought paths that we all default to. We do think each one is someone's daughter. Cause I'm the porter, and these wolves I walk from wall to wall are full of the types of minds that might sometimes fight the binds of thought paths that we all default to. We do think each one is someone's daughter. Cell one is a little padded palace, within which lives a little girl named Alice. For half her life in that room she has been banished. She drinks from the wrong side of the chalice. The girl's damaged each day when I arrive at the front gate. I hear a happy little voice say, "You're late, you're late, you're late." Always talking to the friends in her head. Running round a cell and playing under a bed. At lunch times I go listen to a mad chatter. Matter of fact, tea parties with a limited platter. She won't touch her lunch unless it's labelled completely with little tags saying either drink me or eat me. She's never any hassle, bashful battles with validity. Always mad polite in spite of all the instability. Handles the containment and displacement just formidably. Pays the locking doors, but by the morning she's forgiven me. I'm a porter, and these wolves I walk from wall to wall are full of the types of minds that might sometimes fight the binds of thought paths that we all default to. We're to think each one is someone's daughter. Cause I'm the porter, and these wolves I walk from wall to wall are full of the types of minds that might sometimes fight the binds of thought paths that we all default to. We're to think each one is someone's daughter. Cell 4 will be Dorothy, sweet little thing. Always likes to chat and smile and dance and sing. It's startling when you start to think of how you might react to this darker thing. She believes that she travelled to a faraway land, and havoc was wreaked by her own fair hand. She killed a woman by mistake straight away on arriving, then formed a gang to go and hunt and kill the victim's sibling. It's kinda fucked up, they killed wolves and crows as they trod a bloodstained path along a yellow brick road. And once they killed their second victim, they still weren't done. This posse bounded on and hounded some old man for fun. She tells the story with a smile, while not the slightest flicker of rigor lingers as this princess clicks the heels on her slippers. Kinda hear a solemn mumble as I close the cell door. Mr. Porter, we ain't in Kansas no more. Cause I'm the porter, and these wolves I walk from wall to wall are full of the types of minds that might sometimes fight the binds of thought paths that we all default to. We're to think each one is someone's daughter. Cause I'm the porter, and these wolves I walk from wall to wall are full of the types of minds that might sometimes fight the binds of thought paths that we all default to. We're to think each one is someone's daughter. One more door, let's jaw about Wendy. Always looking forlorn, sat by a window like a sentry. Hope of entry is empty due to bars and grating, but she still sits staring at the stars just waiting. Carved in her heart an outline never, never fading. A figure, hands on hips, feet never, never quaking. Memories of a kiss, hands never, never shaking. Her grasp on this dream of hers never, never breaking. Years back you'd often hear her talking at night about pirates' adventures and mind-propelled flight. I know what you're thinking, absolutely batshit, factually inaccurate, engaging the inanimate. She say I believe in fairies as she rung a little bell. And yeah, that's kinda crazy, but it's harmless as well. She harnessed herself apart from this hell and started a well that through her dreams broke the fucking bars to this cell. Cause I'm the porter, and these wolves I walk from wall to wall are full of the types of minds that might sometimes fight the binds of thought paths that we all default to. We're to think each one is someone's daughter. Cause I'm the porter, and these wolves I walk from wall to wall are full of the types of minds that might sometimes fight the binds of thought paths that we all default to. We're to think each one is someone's daughter.